In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Part 1, Chapter 1, Siddhagaya Goswami says to Maharaj Parikit,
"Once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of demoniac kings, who were posing themselves as the royal order. At that time, the whole world became disturbed, so the predominating deity of this earth, Bhumi, assumed the shape of a cow and presented herself before Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes.
Oh, my dear Lord Brahma, the entire world is suffering because of kings who pose themselves as rulers, but are only puffed up by their positions. Instead of protecting the citizens, they are building up great military forces and challenging each other's strength. They have no higher goal of life than to increase their material opulence. Please help us. In some way, kindly relieve us of our misfortune."
"My dear Bhumi, yes, I will at once approach Lord Vishnu, who is lying on the ocean of milk. Please come with me, along with all the other demigods."
The world was overburdened by demoniac kings, so Bhumi asked Lord Brahma if some help he could bring. She looked like a cow with tears in her eyes, and this is what Lord Brahma replied. "Let's go to Svaritadri.
Eyes on the ocean of milk. Let's go to Svetadri, where the master of all provides for everyone. He will hear our call. So on to Svetadri."
Lord Brahma led Bhumi and the demigods to the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu lies on a white island called Svetadvip. There, with great attention, they worship the Lord by reciting the Vedic mantras known as the Purusha Sukta.
Chintamani prakara sarva sukar pariksha laksha vriteshu surabhir palyantam lakshmi sahasra shakta samrama siryamana.
Brahma then sat down in meditation and chanted Vedic hymns with great attention. In trance he heard Lord Vishnu's words vibrate in the sky.
"Of your distress I am aware, and here is my reply. I want demigods to appear before me as sons and grandsons. In the Yadu dynasty, Ananta Shesha will come as Baladev, and then I will appear as the son of Vasudev. Now go without fear."
Lord Brahma instructed the demigods and their wives of the Lord's desire, and then left to prepare for his descent. Surasena, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, had gone to live in the city of Mathura. Since then, Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. Vrindavan is in the jurisdiction of Mathura. Both Mathura and Vrindavan are transcendental abodes of the Lord, although they are situated on this planet Earth. Some time ago, Vasudev married Devaki, the daughter of King Devaka. The king was very affectionate to his daughter, so he gave her a great dowry. Devaki's brother, Kamsa, in order to please his sister on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. When the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, conch shells, bugles, drums, and kettle drums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure.
Prophecy from the sky. The eighth child of my very own sister will kill me? Never.
My dear brother-in-law, Kamsa, you are the greatest on the earth. How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman, your own sister, especially on her wedding day? One who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with the body. Please do not kill Devaki. Let me now save the life of Devaki, and in the future, we shall see what happens. Dear Kamsa, you have nothing to fear from Devaki. It is from her child. We do not even have 8 children as yet. Therefore, I promise that when she gives birth to the sons who you fear, I will deliver them to you. Please spare her life.
What? Well, you are a man of your word, Vasudeva. So very well. I shall free Devaki. But remember your promise, for I shall expect you to keep it.
So Kamsa let Devaki go, and she and Vasudev continued to their own home. Each year thereafter, in due course of time, Devaki, the mother of God and all the demigods, gave birth to a child. Thus she bore 8 sons, one after another, and a daughter named Subhadra. Vasudev, being a saintly person who strictly adheres to the truth, and knowing all things to be under the direction of the Supreme, with great pain delivered his firstborn son, Kirtiman, into the hands of Kamsa.
My dear Kamsa, here is my firstborn son, as I had promised you.
Ah, Vasudev, so you have come. Your action has touched me to the core of my heart. Actually, I have no fear of your first child. It is the 8th child of Devaki that is going to kill me. You may take your child back and go home.
So Vasudev left, but he knew that he could not trust the words of Kamsa, because he had no self-control. Soon the great saint Narada Muni approached King Kamsa.
Narada Muni was anxious to accelerate Lord Krishna's descent. Narada Muni came to Kamsa the king and spoke this warning. Kamsa, beware, the demigods are taking birth. the Yadu dynasty. All are preparing for the appearance of the Lord. Come, so beware, the demigods are taking birth. They've come to assist Lord Vishnu. Come, so become alert. The demigods are taking birth.
Hearing this, Kongsa became afraid. Now he knew that any child born of Devaki might be Vishnu. Fearing his death, Kongsa arrested Vasudeva and Devaki and chained them with iron shackles. Remembering the prophecy that Vishnu would kill him, as they were born, Kongsa killed their children one by one.
Aha! I will be safe as long as I keep Vasudeva and Devaki imprisoned and destroy all of their children. I cannot take any chances, for my own life is at stake. And of course, I am the most important person of all. I think that all of these members of the Yadu dynasty might just be demigods who have come to help Lord Vishnu. And as such, they pose such a great threat to me. But I will not let them win. I shall arrest my own father, Ugrasena. And then I will be the king. Yes, at last I will be the king.
After Kongsa killed the six sons of Devaki, a plenary portion of Krishna entered her womb as her seventh child, arousing her pleasure and her lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by great sages as Ananta Shesha. To protect the Yadus, the personality of Godhead ordered Yogamaya as follows.
Vasudeva and Devaki are prisoned bound by Kamsa. Lying in Devaki's womb is my expansion Shesha. Yogamaya transferred Shesha to the room Rohini. Then I shall become the son of Vasudeva Devaki. In Vrindavan you take birth from Nanda and Yashoda. As their daughter you'll be known as Durga and Ambika.
Therefore, Ananta Shesha was transferred to the womb of Rohini and later became known as Balaram. Shortly afterwards, Krishna himself entered Devaki's womb.
Can be done with Devaki. Krishna's within her womb, seeing her wonderful beauty. Surely Vishnu has come. If I kill Devaki now, I would surely lose my reputation. And if Krishna is to kill me, no one can stop his mission. I will await the inevitable future and
kill the baby when he is delivered.
The demigods invisibly approached the room of Devaki, and all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. All the saints and brahmanas who had been disturbed by Kamsa felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums vibrated from the sky. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. First appeared in his four-armed form of Lord Vishnu. Dressed in yellow garments, body blackish like a dense cloud, helmet and earrings sparkling. When Vasudev saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In jubilation, he mentally collected 10,000 cows and distributed them to the brahmanas. Understanding that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev bowed down with folded hands and offered prayers. My Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence, and you are the Super Soul. You appear to have entered this world of the three modes of material nature, but you are never under their influence. For you are the master of this goodness, passion, and ignorance. O my Lord, after hearing the prophecy that you would take birth in our home and kill him, this uncivilized Kamsa has killed so many of your elder brothers. As soon as he hears from his guards that you have appeared, he will immediately come with weapons to kill you.
Lord, you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You have no material cause, and you have no material desires. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. O Madhusudan, because of your appearance, I am becoming more and more anxious in fear of Kamsa. Therefore, please arrange for that sinful Kamsa to be unable to understand that you have taken birth from my womb. You have appeared in your four-armed form, holding conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. Please withdraw this form and become just like a natural human child, so that I may try to hide you somewhere.
By and with a millennium, you were known as Krishna, and Vasudeva, who was the most pious Prajapati, was named Sutta. At that time, you performed great austerities to have have me as your son. My dear mother, now I am appearing as your son for the third time in my original form. I have shown you this form of Vishnu just to remind you of my previous births. Now my energy, Yoga Maya, has taken birth to the wife of Maharaj Nanda in Gokul. Please take me there and exchange me for their daughter.
After thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, transformed himself into a small human child. By the influence of Yoga Maya, all the doorkeepers fell fast asleep. Vasudev picked up child Krishna and prepared to leave Kamsa's palace. The doors that were strongly pinned with iron opened automatically, and Vasudev entered the dark night. The clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering. So Ananta Shesha, an expansion of the Lord, followed Vasudev with hoods expanded to protect the transcendental child. Because of constant rain sent by Indra, the river Jamuna was filled with deep water, foaming about with fiercely whirling waves. But as the Indian Ocean had formerly given way to Lord Ramachandra, the river Jamuna gave way to Vasudev and allowed him to cross. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Yasoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Yoga Maya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kamsa. Exhausted by the labor of childbirth, Yasoda was overwhelmed with sleep and was unable to understand what kind of child had been born to her.
After returning to the prison, Vasudev placed the child on the bed of Devaki. Then he bound his legs with iron shackles and thus remained there as before. The watchmen heard the crying of the newborn child and thus awakened from their beds and went to inform King Kamsa.
Master! Master! Devaki's eighth child is born! Come quickly, my lord!
What? He has finally come. Down in that dungeon is Kala, the supreme time factor, which has taken birth to kill me. But I shall go and kill him. Aha! Give me that child.
My dear brother, all good fortune unto you. Don't kill this girl. She will be your daughter-in-law. Indeed, it is unworthy of you to kill a woman. My lord, my brother, I am very poor, being bereft of all my children. But still, I am your younger sister. And therefore, it would be worthy of you to give me this last child as a gift.
Devaki was embracing her daughter and crying, begging Kamsa for her life. But he was so cruel that he chastised her and forcibly snatched the child from her hands.
Ah, don't be a fool, Devaki. I have waited for this moment too long. I must kill this child, and then I will be safe.
Kamsa tried to dash the child against the floor, but Yogamaya Devi slipped upward from his hands and appeared in the sky as Devi, the goddess Durga with eight arms, completely equipped with weapons.
Oh, Kamsa, you fool! What will be the use of killing me, the supreme personality of Godhead, who has been your enemy from the very beginning and who will certainly kill you, has already taken his birth somewhere else. Therefore, do not unnecessarily kill other children.
Oh no! What shall I do? The eighth child has been born, and he's out there somewhere. I wonder if one of these beautiful young children before me could be Krishna. Are you Krishna? Are you Krishna? Are you? Where is Krishna? Where is he? Where is that Krishna? Where? Oh, where?
So, Kongsa had been tricked. By the Lord's will, now he was keeping himself under the care of his foster parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Mayi.
Oh, how wonderful!
The sun is born to Nanda Maharaj!
Let us sing praises on this auspicious day!
Oh, happiness, oh joy! Nanda Maharaj and a baby boy! Hurry on, gopis, hurry and come to Nanda's house in Rajagam. Oh, happiness, oh joy! Nanda Maharaj had a baby boy. Hurry on, gopis, hurry and come to Nanda's house in Rajagam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Now, I have a plan for you. After consulting with my ministers, I think you're the one we need. Somewhere out there, the one who will kill me has taken birth, and I do not want him to survive. So, since killing children is your specialty, I want you to go kill all kinds of children in the cities and villages. Then I will be safe.
Oh, Kongsa, how nice of you to think of me. There certainly is no other more qualified than myself. I can change my body to look so beautiful, no one will suspect my purpose.
Great, you old witch. Now get out there and do your dirty business.
Mm-hmm.
Kula and everyone let her pass by because of her smiling beauty and the lotus in her hand. Yashoda and Rohini said that the goddess of fortune had come. Bhutana was a sword in a decorated case because of the poison upon her breast. She was a demon, Krishna could tell, so he sucked out her milk and her life as well. Bhutana was a sword in a decorated case because of the poison upon her breast. She was a demon, Krishna could tell, so he sucked out her milk and her life as well. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh Rohini, just see little Krishna. His features are so nice, no one can resist him. People are coming from miles around simply to present him with some nice gifts. The Supreme Lord Vishnu is so kind to me. Who can understand his mercy?
Oh, yes, Yashoda. You are very fortunate. Everyone loves Krishna so. His eyes look just like lotus petals, and his body is the color of a rain cloud. Dressed in yellow garments, he is more attractive than millions of cupids. Oh, just see who is coming. It must be the goddess of fortune, come to see your extraordinary child.
Even though she was so ugly, she made herself look quite lovely. Dressed in jewels and golden crowns, she made her way to Nanda's town. The gopis saw a goddess coming. As she walked, she looked so stunning. She pulled Yashoda and the rest, for she'd smeared poison on her breast. But Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Bhutana got his grace and went to his own place.
Dear lady, who are you? You look so beautiful. You must be the consort of Lord Narayan. I suspect that you must have come to see my child Krishna. There he is over there. Please go and bless him with your presence.
Aha! It's worked. She doesn't know who I am. Now is my chance to satisfy Kamsa. This child is so powerful that he could destroy the whole universe immediately. Anyway, I'm Putana, the child killer. What am I afraid of? Here, child, take some milk from me. I know you must be very thirsty.
Putana walked into the thinking Krishna would be dead soon. As the Lord woke from his nap, Putana placed him on her lap. She gave her poisoned breast to nurse, but Kamsa's plan worked in
beauty of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Putana got his grace and went to his own place.
Ah, what is this? Oh, leave me, child, leave me! Ah! Oh, no!
Oh, Rohini, look what's happened. My poor baby. Oh, what a horrible witch! Oh, but by the Lord's grace, he's all right. Quick, let us perform auspicious rituals and chant Vedic mantras to help protect Krishna from any evil.
Oh, Narayan, what is this? My child has been attacked by a huge demon. The prophecy of Vasudeva has come true. How could he have foretold an incident that happened in his absence from Gokula? Come, let us cut this gigantic body into pieces and pile it with wood for burning. I don't want to take any chances of her returning to harm my little Krishna.
Nanda returned with a coward man and saw the form of the ugly demon. Putana changed with her life now gone into a dead witch 12 miles long. Yashoda chanted for protection and showered Krishna with affection. Nanda said, so she won't return, we'll cut up her body and let it burn. Krishna's the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Putana got his grace and went to his own place.
There, I think that's enough wood. Now we'll light it and be rid of this menace. What's this? I can't believe it. The smoke actually smells sweet. How can it be?
Oh, Nanda, I am thinking that your child is special. Could it be that his touch has purified this ugly demon? Oh, glories to Nandanandana, the joy of Yashoda, the pleasure of Gokula.
As her body burned, the smoke smelled sweet, for she'd been touched by Krishna's feet. She had more envy than any other, but Krishna treated her like his mother. The Supreme Person is so kind, she meant to kill him, but he didn't mind. By baby Krishna's will she died, and from her sins was purified. For Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Putana got his grace and went to his own place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. To the ground and broke apart.
When Krishna grew up a little more, he began to turn himself backside up, which gave Mother Yashoda great pleasure.
Oh, Nanda, see how our son is now turning over by himself. It is now time to observe his first birthday ceremony. Let us prepare for this festival.
Yes, Yashoda, I will arrange to distribute large quantities of grains and give first-class cows in charity to the brahmanas.
And I will invite all the cowherd men and women to participate. Come, friends, come. It is time for Krishna's birthday ceremony.
Here we come with great gifts for your son. We've never seen a child like this. His little face attracts our hearts. We feel that our gifts are insignificant in comparison with his luster.
My dear Yashoda, you are so fortunate. Your child has an effulgence that surpasses that of the moon. And though they will not do justice to his appearance, we have brought silk and cloth and jewels to adorn your transcendental child.
Now let the band play while the brahmanas are chanting hymns. Yashoda will bathe our child on this Janmashtami day. Yashoda bathed Krishna and then took him on her lap and sat listening to the Vedic mantras. Soon the child fell asleep, so Mother Yashoda laid him down on a bed under a cart and then engaged herself in receiving all the friends and relatives in Gokula. While Yashoda was away, Krishna woke up and was hungry. So he began to cry for his mother's milk. But Mother Yashoda could not hear him because of the various noises. Krishna became so angry, he lifted his legs and began to kick his lotus feet. But while he was kicking his legs, he accidentally touched the wheel of the cart, and it collapsed with a great noise. All the utensils scattered hither and thither, surprising all the inhabitants. A demon named Sakadasura had been hiding in the cart, but simply with his kicking, Krishna had killed him. But the inhabitants of Gokula did not know what happened, and they came running to pick up the Lord.
Oh, Govinda! How has this happened? The cart that Krishna was lying under has completely collapsed, though I can't see any cause for it.
Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we know how it fell. We saw Krishna kicking his feet, and when he touched the wheel, it broke off, sending everything flying.
We saw him do it.
Yes, all by
That's
himself.
That's how it happened.
Honest, really did. Yes, yes, we saw
it. Oh, no. How could that be? Krishna is just a little child. His little feet couldn't do such harm.
Well, I don't know, Nanda. Your son is different from any other we have seen. He just might have done it, you know. He's actually very special. Maybe he's a demigod, Nanda.
The inhabitants of Gokula could not understand that Krishna was the supreme personality of Godhead, simply lying there as a baby. Both the possible and the impossible were in his power. He could do anything.
Well, for whatever reason, the cart has fallen. But our child Krishna is safe. Let us offer oblations into the fire and worship the Supreme Lord for the good fortune of Krishna.
Here, little one, don't cry anymore. Simply take my breast milk, and you will be out of danger.
My dear friends, I don't know how Krishna is saved from all these calamities, but I'm simply asking you to help me pray for his protection. So, do you think you could help me? It is said that for this age, only one kind of sacrifice is recommended, the chanting of the Maha Mantra. It goes like this. Please repeat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. Now let's sing it loudly for the good fortune of our child Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.